The state bird of figurative language. For B. The front yard is littered with American robins who don't know they are American robins. Years ago, I knew the word for this kind of freedom. Death was just the concept. I was more gullible than an ear. Now it appears I dropped the keys to all of it in the drainage ditch, that the pipe in the painting is not, in fact, a pipe in the mind, that the worm a robin shuttles across the lawn is just a few scraps of rubber hose the bird's brain cobbled together into a meal. For as long as I can remember, I've had this name stored in the basement below my name, perhaps a morsel from a past life as a goat or a blade of grass, the initials scratched into a tree so overgrown with canker no amount of pruning the rotten bark would divulge its syllables. For B, it was Dr. Gunther, a name he learned to forge after paying a friend to drop a cinder block on his left hand, an injury plan to grant the body a pain that only Percocet could stifle. Even hampered by a cast, he copied the words on the stolen prescription pad so often they became a kind of shirt he couldn't take off. "Wake up, Dr. G," as he slumped against the wall of lockers. "I think you're on fire, Dr. G," as someone shook up a bottle of Mountain Dew and sprayed him down. In time, it became the shirt they buried him in, and by that point it was hard to remember what the letter B actually stood for. It was hard to remember the day he carved a door in his name and flew straight through it.